welcome. Well, you are at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you. We cannot believe that we are in the fifth week of Lent.
Next Sunday's Palm Sunday.
It just seems like we just started our Lenten journey. And so I hope and pray that you are having a happy and a blessed Lent. So we'd love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today our guest again is Father Daniel Brandenburg, and he is a priest with the Legionaries of Christ, and he has written an exciting new book. He's authored 7 books in total, but this book is about overcoming fear and anxiety by looking to the example of Saint Joseph. And this beautiful book is Lessons from the Workshop of Saint Joseph, and it's available at ewtnrc.com. You could go to his website, legionariesofchrist.org, RagnumChristi.org, and you could find out about Father. Now, we certainly have enjoyed having Father with us, and he's so enriching, so warm.
He's fun,
and the book is beautiful. And I say the book is beautiful not only for its content, but also for the beautiful prints that you will find in it, and that will enrich your life. And so I really encourage you to get it. Father's done a beautiful job with it. And you don't want to miss it. There's just some books that come through, and you just got to go, that's a must. I need that one.
Well, he's bringing it home.
Yes.
He's saying in this world and your situations, and so there's so much fear. Satan wants to market fear. Mm. And Joseph may have experienced some fear, and he pulls forth these 14 areas, chapters, through Holy Scripture that have to do with Saint Joseph. He has Joseph as a just Jew, betrothal, life surprises, the home builder Joseph, the census, the lowly, the mighty, predictions, protector, immigrant in Egypt, returning failure, the power of pilgrimage, ending the journey, and legacy. Mm-hmm. And so he's speaking about Joseph's life, fears, courage, how he overcame this. And then he's saying, this is for you, this is for us, that we would apply this. And then he takes these, he calls them 14 stations, and he's saying, you can do the way of Joseph, just like we're doing the Via Dolorosa, the way of the cross. You can do 14 stations to Saint Joseph. Here's prayers, here's the way to do it, here's the way to set it up, and you can have fellowship with him in the midst of this, in your time, in this culture.
And work through your own fear and anxiety with the great example of Saint Joseph in your life. We all need saints.
The fellowship, the communion of Saint Joseph. He wants to do that with you. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. We're at home with Jim and Joy, and today we have Father Daniel Brandenburg with us. He is a priest with the Legionaries of Christ, and he has written an exciting new book about overcoming fear and anxiety. I don't know about you, but in the next couple of months, the United States of America especially, it looks like there's going to be a lot of fear and anxiety going around. You can look to this example of Saint Joseph. The book is called Lessons from the Workshop of Saint Joseph, and it's available at ewtnrc.com. And going through the book for me was extremely enriching because there were prints in there of Saint Joseph that I've never seen before. And that's always like a kaleidoscope that goes, oh, you didn't see that. And then it awakens you and really blesses your life. You could contact Father at legionariesofchrist.org or RagnumChristi.org.
Okay. So Father, just in a nutshell, because we have so many people, 30%, 20% or so that didn't see the first show.
Sure.
So just in a nutshell, you know, what the book is about, kind of the unique elements within it, because I think it is a unique book on Saint Joseph. And what your hopes is for the book in general, but also with ministries that you're involved
sure.
with.
Sure. Well, the book, as we talked about in our interview yesterday, is really bringing in out some elements of the life of St. Joseph that are touching on my own prayer, my own experience of coming out of cancer and the treatments of that I was going through at the time, and realizing that I needed the closeness of a spiritual father in my life at that time. Even though my dad's still alive on this earth, we all need a good spiritual father. And that's why I think part of the reason why God the Father wanted his own son to have a father, even though it wasn't necessary from a biological perspective, because it was the Holy Spirit overshadowing the Blessed Virgin Mary. But part of God's design is for us to have a spiritual father who's close to us. Right. And in the life of Saint Joseph, we find these 14 episodes where he appears in Scripture. And in each one of those, I found a common thread of Joseph encountering a specific type of fear in his life, and then how he overcame that. For example, when he was going through the betrothal to the Blessed Virgin Mary. I mean, think of the intimidation. So many young people today are not getting married because they're afraid. They've seen so many marriages end in divorce and pain and suffering. They say, I don't want that. And so a lot of young men that I work with even, they have a fear about proposing to a young woman. It's like, are there any security that we're going to have? Is she going to reject me? Is she going to accept my love? And Joseph would have faced that type of fear.
That's great.
And how did he respond to that? And so in each of these 14 episodes, Joseph faces a fear and with God's grace overcomes it. Mm-hmm. And through that, he teaches us how to overcome fear and anxiety in our lives as well.
I love that.
I think one of Joseph's greatest attributes is, one, he is courageous.
Yes.
He is obedient. Mm-hmm. And he's faithful. Mm-hmm. I mean, and for me and my earthly father, my father was that to me.
Sure.
And so in the departure of my father here on earth, I have longed for that spiritual father. And so it's like, and I thought Jim was going to be that. Mm. And you know, I was like, well, no, that's my husband. But, but there was a cavity in your soul that relationships leave here on earth.
Right.
And that's where the saints can come in and fill you. Mm-hmm. I can remember, I'm a cancer survivor, as you are a cancer survivor. And I just became Catholic. I'm a convert, so I just became Catholic. And then, like, the next year, I was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. Mm. Welcome to Suffering 101.
Yes.
And so that started my journey with the Blessed Mother. Mm-hmm. I needed a spiritual mother. Mm-hmm. My mother was alive, but I needed more. And I didn't know how to pray the rosary at that point in time, and I would just hold the rosary in my hand, and that comfort. And so, and you bring St. Joseph to us in that very realistic, holy, yet strong protector, provider.
A real man.
And isn't this world, in this time of so much sexual confusion, we don't know who we are as human beings, we need St. Joseph.
Yes, very much so. And I think the virility of St. Joseph is one of the things that attracted me to him, because he's not some sort of like saccharine saint who's just like a pastel colored, you know, be nice to everyone. You know, Joseph is a real man. He worked with his hands. He was a tecton in the Greek word, which meant that he was a builder. Not necessarily, the word is not necessarily translated directly as carpenter. Oftentimes we use that in English, but he was a man who worked with his hands. Mm-hmm. And also in the book, one of the things that I do is I relate back to lessons that I learned from my own father.
Welder.
He's a welder. Mm-hmm. You know, he has a welding shop, you know, manufacturing fixed farm equipment for farmers. And I worked in his workshop, in his shop from the time I was a little kid. Some of my earliest memories are in my dad's workshop. And so I learned a lot of lessons for life working alongside my dad, him teaching me how to use tools, giving me responsibility, learning how to budget because
sweeping
I was
the floor,
money.
That was your first
sweeping
area.
The floor.
Putting the tools back.
Putting the tools back, which he would throw out.
right.
He would get so angry because he's like, where's my tools? I left it right there on the bench. He's like, Dad, it's supposed to go in the drawer there. He's like, no, I left it right there. But, so I learned a lot of lessons from my dad. And I think it was the same for Jesus. There would have been so many lessons that he learned in his father's workshop. Yeah. And sometimes we forget that there was a human passage of information to Jesus. Yes, he's the second person of the Blessed Trinity, but he's also fully human.
Yeah.
And so there are many lessons he learned through St. Joseph, which then, if we're attentive, you can see those come out in Scripture later on. Mm. Some of the examples that Jesus uses, his parables, the words of wisdom, where did he get those from, right, if not from his mother and his father?
Right.
So St. Joseph played an outsized role also in the future ministry of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you trace that beautifully. I'm just thinking here again, you know, you were speaking about, I guess it's in the betrothal chapter, mm-hmm, of, and it, what you said is just so true. There's so many guys that are fearful and girls,
yes,
that get married. So how intimidating this was. Mm-hmm. And that's been one of the meditations for me, is that how do you become the husband of someone who this child comes about through the power of the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to take her as your wife. And we all inherit stuff when we get married, right? But we've,
sure,
got to embrace this person. But what he was embracing was like, okay, you know, like, wow.
Yes.
Huge. And then the other thing, though, that you were saying about the things he learned Jesus learned from Joseph. And this whole thing of the incarnation, I mean, he was embracing the incarnation, mm-hmm, which had, well, never happened before, right? Joseph's embracing.
That's right.
Nobody knows
and
about it.
And never sins either.
So he's
going to
be, excuse me?
And never sins either.
Yeah. So right. That Jesus was like, not that Jesus had to, didn't know it, but he's human as well. It's like, you need a father. I want you to have a father with a face.
Right.
And with a voice. You don't mm-hmm have that. He was spirit, mm-hmm, right?
Right. Here.
But now I want you to have a father with a face, with a voice, and he's going to represent me. Now, that's a heavy, right? I'm going to represent God
it
the
is
Father like
mm-hmm
this.
And I think that ties back to something that you mentioned before, Joy, that I put in the book, beautiful Christian artwork.
Yes.
Because it evokes our imagination, draws in all of our senses, mm-hmm, in a way that's part of God's design and plan, mm-hmm, for us. So in the book, I have all, yep, these beautiful amazing paintings, mm-hmm, stained glass windows that I've selected and curated, mm-hmm, from thousands of pieces of art that I looked through to find the ones that personally I think are some of the, mm-hmm, best ones out there. In addition to that, there's also at the beginning of the book, there is a list of songs,
mm-hmm, yes,
a Spotify playlist, mm-hmm, which I've curated of songs to St. Joseph, which was actually quite challenging to find, mm-hmm, good songs about St. Joseph. Because when we tie in all of our senses, it allows us to enter more deeply into relationship, into prayer, yeah, and recognize God's work.
So, the song part of your book, does,
yes,
that go with each station or not?
Yes. Well,
okay,
not exactly.
No, not exactly.
It's kind of a generic playlist.
Okay.
You could associate,
yeah,
some with each, mm-hmm, of the stations because each one is connected with a specific fear.
Because, yeah, where you're going as well with this, it's not just that we read the book and that was good and I learned some things about St. Joseph. It's got to be applicable. And then you're thinking that, well, I mean, it's happening, that these,
sure,
are stations of St. Joseph, like the 14 stations on the Via Dolorosa. You're,
mm-hmm,
actually implementing this, mm-hmm, or people are saying, I've read it, I want to do this, and you're helping them to be,
yes,
able to do that.
Right.
I mean, this is...
And
this
people
is,
can apply it in different ways in their life, Jim, because, for example, when I was first working on the draft of this book, I was contacted by a gentleman in Mexico.
Yeah.
He said, Father, I heard you're doing a retreat on St. Joseph. Can I come to your retreat? So he flew up from Mexico, joined in the retreat, and then at the end of the retreat, he came up to me and said, Father, do you realize what's going on here? You've just created this way of St. Joseph, but I've been working independently with this group of people.
Yeah.
We're creating a way of St. Joseph,
yeah,
in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It was blessed by the bishop, the local bishop in Cuatro Ciénegas, in Coahuila, in northern Mexico, as a new pilgrimage site. And it's a 26-kilometer route that goes through the desert,
oh,
and it recreates the circumstances, mm-hmm, that the Holy Family would have gone through in their flight to Egypt, their,
yeah,
return from Egypt. And so we've taken groups. I've taken four different groups. I'm, mm-hmm, actually leaving next week to take another group there on pilgrimage. And we take those 26 kilometers through the desert. And that experience of what the Holy Family went through, we do the 14 stations in a prayerful way.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. And so many insights come out for people of healing in their own family history,
mm-hmm,
a greater closeness to Joseph, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to Jesus. And there's a parish in North Carolina, in Raleigh, that St. Joseph's Parish, that a group of them had gone on this pilgrimage to Mexico. They came back, they contacted me and said, Father, we want to do the 14 stations and set them up in our parish.
Yeah.
And so they've taken those 14 stations and they've set up a whole circuit that goes, mm-hmm, through the parish grounds with the 14 stations.
Yeah.
And just yesterday, someone from the parish contacted me and said, we did them for the first time in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because I've created a little booklet, mm-hmm, that facilitates that prayer,
okay,
called The Way of St. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
It's available, yeah, on Amazon,
okay,
and hopefully soon in the EWTN catalog,
mm-hmm,
as well. But it is a guide for personal prayer or for group prayer,
right,
to go through the 14 stations.
Yeah. Well, that's important to know, because I was thinking as I was looking at the book and I'm saying, is this the book they use to set up the stations? Well, the teachings are there. Some of the elements are here, but there's something else.
There is.
Right,
it's
that's what you're saying.
The booklet that has specific prayers. Very much like we do, we pray the stations of the cross, that they draw us closer to the passion and death of our Lord. In these 14 stations of St. Joseph, it draws us into the life and the experience of the Holy Family and what they went through. And there's, so there's a, an announcement at the beginning of what the station is, a short scripture passage, a reflection, and then a closing prayer all together. Mm-hmm. And so I've taken a number of groups through that, and they found it very helpful spiritually.
Beautiful.
Yeah, well, we want everybody to know about this now. I mean, this is really important.
Well, this is the season of St. Joseph, March 19th to May 1st.
Right. It,
we've got this month and a half period, which is really bringing us closer to St. Joseph.
Yeah. You know, you were mentioning, I mean, there's such great teaching. Then you say you have songs and you've got beautiful works of art. One of my favorite works of art, I just wanted to mention, I don't know if we have the image or not, but it's of the transition of St. Joseph, moving from life to death. And Jesus is at one side, Mary's at the other. They're so tender with their heads on him, supporting him. And I've never seen St. Joseph so muscular, but I mean, he's so muscular in this. And yet he's so limp. He's muscular. Mm-hmm. It's just like every ounce of his physical being he gave to God, to the Blessed Mother, to his son. I mean, he sold it out. And it just said all that he did by his muscles, it seems to me. And yet he's so weak now, he's transitioning, and they're supporting him. It's profound, it's beautiful, and I think it's in your chapter on the, well, your station, the end of the journey.
That's right.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite? I mean, you wrote them all. What comes to mind for you?
Well, it's really hard to choose because I like all of them. But the cover for me is so evocative. And then hopefully we can show the, the picture from Gauthier is an artist here in the United States. And it is, it's a beautiful picture, you know, showing St. Joseph in the workshop with Jesus, guiding the hands of Jesus. And I can remember lots of times growing up where my dad would show me how to use a certain tool and he would guide me for, at first. And then he would let me go, but he'd be there watching, vigilant, to guide and protect. And I imagine St. Joseph in that same way with Jesus. So when I first saw that painting, I said, that's going to be on the cover. And I contacted the artist and he gave permission
for it. I love the one that you did on legacy and how you shared that story.
I was going to say that
your father, right? So tell our family about that story.
Can I tell you something first, though?
Go right ahead.
I got it. Can I just want to tell because I like that one, too. You stole my one. But it seems to me, tell me, correct me if I'm wrong, but you talked about legacy in that. And you spoke about your father. I don't know if maybe I'm just getting things from a different place, but you, you did say, you know, my father didn't come to numerous of my events, you know, things that I was doing. And that really, like, hurt you or you didn't quite get that. And then as you got older and you kind of understood, it was like, there's some things he had to do. You
know,
your father to support the, it's not just about you, it's about we're making a living here, we're doing whatever. It's, that's what it seemed like. But then you said, I think, you said 50th anniversary? Okay, so I told you about this.
50th wedding anniversary.
50th wedding anniversary to his mother, that he was there and he was looking at his children and his grandchildren and he was crying.
He was.
Because it's not that all the other, well, you had five brothers. Nobody took over the business.
That's right.
Nobody became a welder. So so it's his whole life. No, they want to carry on the legacy of what he was as a father, as imperfect as he was. And his joy was not his welding. His joy was this.
Yes, I mean,
that's what I got
joy.
Out of it. And that made me cry when I read it.
Yes.
That's where I want to wind up, you know. But if there's anything else to share about that, let me know.
Oh, you told it all. No, no, but
it was beautiful. It was powerful.
It is powerful because it was an important realization for me because when I was, you know, playing basketball or my sports events or singing competitions, different things that I was involved with as a teenager, you know, when my dad wouldn't show up, it's like, oh, maybe he doesn't care about me. And I think there's a lot of pressure that parents put upon themselves today to be there at every sporting event for their kids. And sometimes this is not realistic. And this dawned on me as I was writing the book. I was like, wait a second. It's not that my dad didn't love me. It's that he was loving me in a different way that he knew better how to express, and that he needed to work in order to provide for the family. And that was, I think, a real moment of maturation for myself. To realize that my father loves me in the ways that he can, but he's limited. And I have to allow the love of God the Father to heal some of those limitations that I've experienced from mm-hmm. my earthly mm-hmm. father. Mm-hmm. But that's part of God's pedagogy, and that's part of also why he's given us St. Joseph mm-hmm. as a model. And especially in a world today which is so messed up and we're forgetting authentic manhood, Joseph is an awesome model mm-hmm. for us.
Father, we're going to take a break and hold you over for the final segment, speaking about lessons from the workshop of St. Joseph, EW10RC.com. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Well, we're wrapping up our conversation with Father Daniel, and I so hope you have enjoyed this beautiful journey with St. Joseph.
So, Father, you've done this wonderful book. You've got stations and so on. You're involved in terms of your ministry with Catholic business leaders, Catholic World Mission, Sacred Heart, Apostolic School. How is this relating to them or any one of those groups?
That's a great question, Jim. I think whenever we grow closer to God and we grow closer to the saints, there's a reason, and it's helping us to deepen in our life, and in my case, also in my ministry. And as I'm working primarily with men, a lot of spiritual direction, guiding men, the example of St. Joseph has been tremendously helpful. I actually have given a retreat to several of these retreats on St. Joseph to the men. And it's amazing to see how they latch on. It's like, oh, here's a model for manhood that will help me in my work. And I'm chairman of the board of directors for Catholic World Mission, which is an international aid organization. We help to raise money here in the United States to help the church in developing parts of the world. It's beautiful work. And I think in so many ways, I can see how St. Joseph is working through that, mm-hmm. because his mission was to protect, to provide for the Holy Family. And I'm able to fulfill in so many ways the deep desire that I have in my life to be a missionary. I'm a missionary priest mm-hmm. as a legionary of Christ, and to carry that out in a way that's almost limited without borders. We're present helping the church in 37 different countries around the world. Mm-hmm. We're doing so much good work to help missionary orders, sisters, missionary dioceses, and I feel the presence of St. Joseph in that work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, during this time of Lent, it's a beautiful time for almsgiving. If someone was looking for something to do, CatholicWorldMission.org, phenomenal organization to help out.
Especially during the season of Lent and almsgiving. Yes. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, Father, we just have a brief time left. With all that you're learning, all your intimacy with St. Joseph, the stations, what do you want to share with the people? Some people might say, that's really overwhelming. I don't even know where to start. What would you say to them where they need to plug
in? I think keep it simple. You know, the prayers and the reflections that I have in the book, Lessons from the Workshop of St. Joseph, they're not written in highfalutin theological language. It's very accessible. Mm-hmm. Get a copy of the book. Read it, reflect on it. There's questions at the end of every chapter. There's pictures in the book. It's a read that it can go deep, but at the same time is very accessible. And it can help people to start that journey of growing closer to St. Joseph and finding in this marvelous saint that God has given us a real guide to getting to know Jesus better.
And again, Father, for those that heard you sharing and saying, yeah, I'm getting these stations. I want to ask Father if we can implement this or do something.
Sure.
With this. There may be various groups of St. Joseph fellowships. They want to do it. So that's beyond the book. You have another book to say, here's how you implement these things.
Yeah, The Way of St. Joseph, available at rcspirituality.org and at amazon.com. Mm-hmm. So pretty easy to find. Just look up the title, The Way of St. Joseph, or the other book, Lessons from the Workshop of St. Joseph, with my name. It'll come up in a Google search.
Father, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you,
Father. What a great blessing
God
you are
you.
To the church. Thank you. So God bless you and keep you. Practice the communion of the saints, especially with our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. You're an important part of this EW10 family, and you're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.